34. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me. And good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Did you clink the champagne glasses last night after the POCD passage Monday night?
Yes. There was some celebration and some excitement. And then today, yesterday, I guess it was suddenly the realization that there's a lot of work ahead of us. And so that's like these things. You know, you put in a great effort and get it moved, and then you think, oh my gosh, there's a lot on the plate. So we're actually meeting already this Friday to map out the course of work for the next couple of years and figure out. Well, I guess we'll start the course of work maybe for the next year to keep it simple for now.
What did we get ourselves into here?
Right, exactly.
were you surprised they passed it? Maybe I'm the only one who's surprised, but I thought they were going to put it off a vote until next month.
In some ways, the committee votes the week prior had five of the committees vote in favor of the plan pretty much unanimously. And so, of course, yes, we knew that the other five committees or four committees had voted for postponement, and certainly there was talk of that. We had said from the beginning we want there to be buy-in with this plan, and we are happy, obviously, with postponement. Not sure we had a choice anyway, but whatever the RTM wanted us to do, we were prepared and ready. So we were prepared and ready for whatever the outcome was. And I mean, but like I said, there were so many people that wanted this to move forward. I think some of the committees that perhaps had voted for postponement. I mean, obviously there was the group that wanted postponement because it was just such a significant and large document and they wanted time to digest. There was some concern in the week prior that this document committed us to spending, which was not true. So I'm not sure if we had gotten that message, you know, cleared that up earlier, whether that would have changed some of those earlier committee votes. So, you know, like I said, it was a very productive evening, an interesting evening, being someone who's very interested in process and procedure. I enjoyed it tremendously. I think the moderator does a fantastic job, and I do have to say I enjoy going to the meetings and listening to how things play out, so it was fun to actually live it.
Okay, and this implementation is not something that happens overnight and right away, all at once, right?
No, the implementation is a section we worked on a lot because exactly that point is that there are a lot of things in that implementation. And what we did was we split it up, all of the action items. I think there's 177 of them. We split them up into groups. So the first group is the one we're most focused on right now, which is action items that we have accountability for, meaning they're more concrete. So in my instance, in planning and zoning, that would be things like updating the sign regulations or the landscaping regulations, and then there's a whole bunch of the action items that are more vision action items. So not one that there's going to be a checklist on, you know, behind. It's they're ongoing. So things like wanting to promote events in the downtown is an example there, where that's not something we're going to be managing per se, but it is something that we want to support. So where the opportunity comes up, where a question may be raised, one can look to the plan or know that that's something that is of interest to the community, meets our general land use vision, but it's ongoing. Same thing with our last category, which has to do with education of various things, which is a huge component of what we do at Town Hall. So those are ongoing action items also. So it's the first type that we're really focusing in on. There's a priority system established for those action items, and those are the ones that we want to really start focusing on, and also the planning that we talked about. And the working with subject matter experts, people from the community, and looking at specific topics. So the first couple that I think we'll be looking at are looking to prepare our moratorium application for the Department of Housing so that we can demonstrate that we do, in fact, meet the requirement for a moratorium and get out from under 830G. I think you're afforded a four-year moratorium if you can prove that you have a certain number of what they call housing equivalency points. So we need to put that together. That's a priority. The post-road landscaping and coming up with a plan there, that's a priority. So we want to map all of that out and make sure that we have a good, clear path moving forward.
Okay, let's get to last night's meeting. What were some of the highlights?
Well, there was a lot of postponements, but what we were able to do is take action on the site plans at 25 Pear Lane and at Smith Road that had been before us a couple of times, and finally I think we were satisfied with the revisions having to do with the amount of disturbance to those properties. Then we had another subdivision look on 32 and 38 Bruce Park Drive. There are two homes now. The way they're looking to, it would end up being three homes. And so those were moved forward and approved. Then we looked at 249 Railroad Avenue. It's a restaurant that is across from the old Pet Pantry. It's changed hands, if you will, a few times, and they are back to make a renovations to their restaurant and allow for food delivery. That was moved forward, but the commission asked that they take a look at how their circulation works, because if you've ever been there, you have to back onto Railroad Avenue and wanted to try to change that condition. 1205 East Putnam Avenue, that's the property in Riverside between McDonald's and Pet Pantry, the new Pet Pantry, and it's currently a single-family home, and they're looking to do a 20-unit moderate-income housing development. For those units would be for moderate income. The last time we met, we talked about the look of the building and how the commission was not happy with it. So the applicant was praised last night for their redesign to make it look more residential. They eliminated the access off of Neal Lane, which is a residential. There's a residential zone across the street on Neal. And having landscaping and grass and instead of a full access curb cut was good for the neighbors, although still concerned that naturally people will circle around and use Neal Lane. So the commission still had issues with the traffic impact and with the bulk of the building despite the redesign. So we sent them away with a request to look at reducing the floor area ratio and reducing the number of units to 18, where 15 of them would be market rate and three of them would be moderate income. So we'll be seeing that at a later meeting. Then we moved very quickly from there. There's a lot line, re-subdivision, sorry, for Round Hill Club and neighboring property that was moved very quickly and approved. And similarly for the 255 Field Point Road table tennis recreational facility that was approved. What we did not hear is 240 Greenwich Avenue. That's at the Bank of America. They are looking to make some internal renovations to the bank building and do a moderate income building in the back. There's controversy with the neighbors, so they had a meeting. And as a result of that meeting, we'll be reworking their plans and coming back to us in the future. The other postponement was 21 Calhoun Drive. That was for a request of historic overlay zone and the ability to construct a new single-family residence. The debriefing, the commission expressed concern that the new residence wasn't complementary enough, and therefore there was concern. They just didn't feel that it met the definition of historic overlay. So I think the postponements that we have are enough to fill up a meeting in January, to be honest, Tony. So we've got our work cut out for us in January with some of these carryovers.
Okay. So next meeting is what date then,
January? That is January 7th. In addition to some of the ones I've just mentioned, we have another historic overlay on Sheep Hill Road. It's several homes, actually, that they're looking to merge into one campus and create one historic overlay. There's some zoning violations out there and looking to use this section to resolve some of those issues, mostly having to do with too many units in these historic homes. We also have the West Putnam Avenue that's I'm not sure that'll be on the 7th, but that is out there as something that needs to be scheduled. Of course, I'm talking about the 500, 600, and 585, excuse me, not 600, 585 West Putnam. They've now come in with all residential. If you recall, it had been a mixed use. It is now all residential. And we have a new moderate income proposed at 100 East Putnam Avenue I think it's MT Bank is located now. The bank would stay, but they're looking to add 22 residential units there also.
All right, Katie. Thanks very much for the report this morning, and I guess a nice early Christmas present for P&Z to get POCD approved.
Yes, we're so thankful to the community, Tony, and to you for helping us spread the message about the plan. It was a great process, a lot of involvement, and it's exciting to have people involved like that. I'm just so thankful that we've people that are willing to do it and that have such great things to offer. So very proud of that. Of the plan, and I know the community is too, and they should be.
All right, great, Katie. Thanks very much as always, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. We'll talk to you in January. Thank you,
Tony. To you too.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, with a recap of last night's P&Z.